Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke.
I'm bored, I'm awesome, it's almost one. The internet's down and my homework's done. I'm sick of brown and it looks like fun. So I'm gonna dye my hair blue. I'm independent, I'm totally red. Gonna dye my hair, gonna make Chris mad. Gonna make a snotty face and I'll say, you're not my dad. No, I'm gonna do what I want to and I wanna dye my hair blue.
The Black Suits, a new musical with music and lyrics by Joe Iconis and book by Iconis and Robert Emmett Maddock, is running at the St. Germain Stage at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts as part of their musical theater lab. Directed by John Simpkins with musical direction by James Sapliner, the show runs through September 2nd. The Black Suits is a rock musical about a high school garage band on suburban Long Island. Their hopes for a stable life and success hinge on winning the St. Anne's Battle of the Bands. The guys in the band are coping with rock and roll dreams and real-life broken home and edge of adulthood issues. Joe Iconis has been nominated for 2 Drama Desk Awards, a Lucille Ortel Award, and is the recipient of an Ed Kleban Award, a Jonathan Larson Award, and an ASCAP Harold Adamson Award. Joe Iconis joins us now. Joe, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks.
How did you come to composing and musical theater? How did you discover it in your life and make it your path?
Oh, my goodness. It started when I was a pretty tiny kid. I saw Little Shop of Horrors when I was 7 years old. And my dad took me for my birthday, and I had seen the movie and then saw a commercial for the original Off-Broadway production. And I was like, it's cool. I want to see that live. And it was a very sort of cheesy, cliched kind of thing. But like the second it started, I was just immediately hooked.
Uh-huh.
And it was sort of an immediate love of musical theater. And from then on, I would go to see. I'm from Long Island originally, and I would go to shows like for every birthday or holiday. My parents, my family would get me tickets to a show as a gift. So I saw a ton of stuff growing up. And it just was this thing that I innately responded to in a huge way. And my family is very much not in the arts at all.
Mm-hmm.
So they were kind of, they were supportive but confused as to why I was so into musicals. But they were great, and they recognized it as something that I loved and really fed that for me. And I was sort of forced to take piano lessons, as most children are. And then I wasn't really into it, and then the more and more I got into theater, the more and more I got into piano, and I started writing songs, and I started playing by ear, like songs that I had heard in the shows that I was seeing, and it all kind of came from there. And as soon as I knew that there were people who wrote the shows, that's what I wanted to do.
And then how did you find out the steps you had to take to be able to do that, to pursue the career?
All throughout like middle school and high school, I was just a total musical theater nerd. I wasn't interested in any other type of music, so I read quite a bit about composers, and I was very into Sondheim and Kander and Ebb and Bill Finn and all the biggies, and I just kind of knew that I wanted to go to school in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a very, as I said, supportive an intense Italian family, and the idea of me going to school not in the city was probably horrifying to them. So it worked out for everyone, but it just sort of seemed like a natural thing. I knew I wanted to kind of be immersed in the theater scene in New York and take it from there. And I ended up going to NYU, and I kind of went blindly. I didn't know a whole lot about how you actually make it in musical theater or break into the world. And I went to undergrad, and all throughout undergrad, I knew I wanted to write musical theater, and I kind of assumed that once I graduated, I would just sort of have a show, and I would, walk into, an office in a very sort of classic, 1950s movie way.
Sure.
I would just walk into, a producer and be like, I got a great show for you. And he would just put it on the boards. But as soon as I realized that wasn't quite how things worked, I discovered the graduate musical theater writing program at NYU. And I got in there, and it sort of gave me the basis for my whole, my whole career so far, for sure. I met a lot of great people and made a lot of contacts, and and it all kind of stems from there, from the work I did there.
How do you decide what stories you want to tell with your shows? Where do the plots come from?
They come from different places, for sure. You know, the Black Suits, the show I'm working on at Barrington now, is it's about a high school garage band, and the inspiration for that came from I musical directed I have a younger brother, and he was directing this production of The Wiz at his high school, which is also my high school, and he lost his musical director, and I went and I musical directed this production.
Oh, that's
and
great.
Yeah, it was fun. It was an all-white production of The Wiz,
uh-huh.
which is completely incorrect
right.
in every way, but it was fun to do for a little bit. But In doing that, it was sort of the first time I was around, you know, high school age kids, and also in like a band setting, you know, just the pit band. The first time I'd been in that sort of setting for a while, and I was really taken with how being in a show, working on a piece of theater, is very similar to being in a band or something in high school, because, you know, when you're working on a show, you're with this group of people for a very, you know, short period of time, but it's a very concentrated time together, and you sort of become like a family, and, you know, you're just spending all your time together,
mm-hmm.
and then once the show opens, everybody kind of goes away. And to me, it was the same thing as, you know, kids in high school being in a band over the summer, and it's like you can all be together, and you're spending all your time together, but then you know when the end of the summer comes, you know, somebody's going to college, and somebody's transferring schools, and so that's where the idea first came from for that show. But the, you know, it's funny, I sort of take inspiration from all sorts of stuff, and I write a lot out, you know, in public. I love to write at Dunkin' Donuts.
Uh-huh.
It's my favorite spot, so I'm frequently inspired by people that I see or things that I see happening in real life.
The Black Suits has, as you've just said, it's about a rock band, so the music is rock inspired, and
mm-hmm.
the pre-show is full of excellent rock bands. I
mm-hmm.
noted Weezer and Wilco, to name two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you get to and want to listen to popular music a lot?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love music in general, and all types of music. And you know, like I said, I was very much all about musical theater all throughout high school, and then when I got to college, I kind of stopped listening to musical theater
uh-huh.
and got into every other conceivable type of music. Now I feel like I have sort of a happy medium between the two, but I love pop music, and I'm very, very inspired by stuff that's going on now musically that is separate from theater, you know. And I think for me, it's exciting to see where those two worlds, you know, connect and meet, this, you know, the world of rock and roll and pop and all that stuff, and of musical theater. And I think it's exciting to see how those two things can interact. But I try as best I can to digest as much music as humanly possible.
Tell us about how The Black Suits comes to be produced by Barrington Stage's Musical Theater Lab.
It comes to be produced by, I don't really know. You know, it's funny. I'm here, and it feels like a brambly, winding road.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it started because I knew Bill Finn from NYU, and he was sort of around as I was first writing the piece.
Okay.
When I was in grad school, and so he's known of it for a few years, and it's really through him that the show ended up here. Yeah, I think with any new musical, it's the path that it takes to a stage is always kind of winding, and not, you know, there's no rules or no guidelines as to how to get your show on a stage.
Right, no, it's incredibly indirect.
it is.
And
terrifyingly so.
Mm-hmm, and when something lands somewhere that it's getting recognition, it's hard to, like, it was at the Public 3-4 years ago, and then something,
right.
And now here, and then who knows?
Right. And, you know, and with this show especially, it's a show that I've, you know, it was the first show that I ever really wrote, like the first full book musical. And it's, you know, since its first draft, it's just changed so much, and it's been through so many different versions. And, you know, like we said, we did it as part of this festival at the Public Theater, you know, 4 years ago. But, I mean, that was like, it was sort of thrown together, and we only had a few performances, and it's confusing to to think of how it actually ended up here. where we're doing it for real for the first time.
How many, I mean, right now you're focusing on this, you're in Pittsfield and you're working on the Black Suits, but mm-hmm. when this wraps up, how many plates are you spinning in terms of how many different projects at different stages of development are you working on or with?
I'm spinning about a million plates, I think. I have a lot of arms. It's very impressive. I do have like a thousand projects going mm-hmm. on right now, and it's funny. I'm like, I feel like I do my best work when I have a million things happening. You know, I always find that I write the most when I have, you know, 10 deadlines all piled up on top of each other. But as of right now, I've got a couple shows I'm working on. I'm working on this musical called Be More Chill. It's an adaptation of a Ned Vizzini novel mm-hmm. about another musical about high schoolers, but there's sort of a science fiction element to it. It's about these kids who discover that there's a pill that you can swallow and it implants in your brain. It's like a little supercomputer and it tells you how to behave.
Uh-huh.
So it's sort of this science fiction teen something or other.
That sounds
so
great.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
And I'm working on a musical about Hunter S. Thompson for the La Jolla Playhouse that I'm really excited about.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, I think it should be
I'll keep
fun.
following what you're up to. The Black Suits runs through September 2nd in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Joe Iconis, I saw the show last night, as you know. I enjoyed it very much. Not that it matters what I think, but I had a fantastic time.
And good, thanks. It does. I love that.
And thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Joe Iconis' musical, The Black Suits, runs through September 2nd at Barrington Stage Company's St. Germain Stage, located on the upper level of the Seidel and Lieblatt Performing Arts Center on Linden Street in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. To learn more about the show, visit barringtonstageco.org. Joe Iconis' website is mrjoeiconis.com. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.